Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, on demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
U.S. futures are now hovering near $45 a barrel. This after Donald Trump's shock victory in the U.S. It sent oil tumbling before the pullback. And now we actually see WTI crude on the rise this morning, up by 0.5%. And Brent crude is up by 0.9% this morning. This after some of the heaviest trading on record on Wednesday. Roberto Cominotto, portfolio manager for energy equities at GAM, is with us this morning. Great to have you on the program. And look, it's a very speedy drop and pullback. What is the thinking behind this swift change in oil markets?
Well, it's not easy to explain it. I think we've seen when the results started to come out of the Trump victory, we saw a sell-off in risk assets initially, which includes also commodities. And then we saw a recovery in risk assets. So I think that there's not much rationale behind it. We'll have to see what the impact of this new U.S. government will be on global growth, and see what the impact of that will be on oil demand. But I don't think that it's changing the picture materially for the oil market at least in the short to medium term.
A very good morning to you, Roberto. It's Manus. Well, I'm in Dubai, and the short to medium term is dictated really by what happens in OPEC. But we have a great story this morning that says, look, OPEC, get your skates on, get organized, get your agenda set, because Donald Trump is quite critical of the cartel, and he may well be, you know, the secret weapon for U.S. frackers and U.S. oil overall. So they need to get their house in order very quickly and very promptly, November the 30th. You agree?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether that changes the prospects of an OPEC deal. After all, I still believe that it's rather more likely they will reach a deal, because it makes economic sense for OPEC to cut production now. And the other side, and as far as U.S. production is concerned. Yes, I think that Donald Trump will implement a more oil industry friendly policy. He will try to get rid of all the regulation that he can get rid of. However, we should not overestimate the importance of U.S. shale oil. After all, U.S. shale oil in total is only about 5% of global oil production.
Yeah.
And if you look at shale oil, U.S. shale oil, which is economic at $50, then it's only maybe 2 or 3% of global oil production. So it would have to really grow dramatically to have an impact.
Just a quick one. Antofagasta, Glencore, big gainers on the US Stock 600 at the moment. HSBC calling Glencore Rio as a buy. So we are seeing reaction.
Yes, we do see reaction on almost all risky assets currently. And it's quite surprising. Maybe there are a lot of shorts ahead of the election and getting close, but it's difficult to explain it.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2. And on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.